Game, Set, and Snatch. Lesbian BDSM Erotica. Written by Laura Vixen. Narrated by Jessica Howard. Rachel heard the shout of her mother and got up from where she was resting on her bed. She made her way downstairs to the lounge and expected to find her parents alone in the lounge of the large house. There was someone else in attendance, though. Although she'd never seen the woman before and found herself wondering just who she was.
"Come on in, darling," her father said enthusiastically. "We have a surprise for you."
The words were ominous, and Rachel suspected that the surprise would have something to do with the woman. She kept quiet, though, and waited for her parents to go on. It was her mother who carried on the conversation. "We know you've been struggling with your tennis lately, so..."
"I haven't been struggling," Rachel cut in defensively,
but didn't go on when her mother held up her hand.
"You said yourself the other day that your results haven't been that good lately," the older woman went on. "So we decided to help you."
Her rich parents were always coming up with ideas to help her studies and sporting activities, and Rachel suspected she knew what the surprise was. It was confirmed as her mother carried on talking.
"We thought maybe some one-on-one coaching would help, so we hired you a coach."
"The college team already has a coach," Rachel said.
"Yes, yes, we know that," her father replied as he rejoined the conversation. "But she must spread her attention around the whole team. We thought that a personal coach would be much better for you."
"Okay," Rachel said hesitantly.
"This is Miss Lee," he went on,
and held out his arm toward the woman. She smiled as she spoke.
"No need for formalities. Just call me Veronica. It's nice to meet you."
Yeah, you too," Rachel replied.
"Okay, we'll leave you two alone to become more acquainted," Rachel's father went on. "Come on, dear."
He encouraged his wife, and the pair of them disappeared out of the door of the lounge.
"You didn't know about this?"
was the first question Veronica asked Rachel when they were alone. The college girl shook her head. "Nope," she replied. "As my father said, it's their surprise for me."
"Okay," Veronica went on. "So how do you feel about it? I mean, if you are resistant to it, there isn't much point, really. It will only work if you really want to train with me, so..."
She left the sentence unfinished and waited to see what response came back.
"I'm not sure," Rachel began. "I wouldn't say I'm resistant to the idea, although I've never really thought about having a personal tennis coach. I mean, I like the sport, but I'm not sure that I'm that serious about it."
"Okay," Veronica went on.
"How about we give it a go for a couple of weeks and see how we get on? If you're happy at the end of it, we can carry on, and if not, we can just tell your parents it's not working out."
The suggestion seemed sensible, and Rachel didn't need to think too much before agreeing to it. As the conversation carried on, she took a better look at the older woman and saw that her face was pretty. Life as a tennis coach was obviously good for her figure, too, and she appeared slim and toned. Rachel took a liking to her as they continued to chat and began to think that it might be fun to work with her. She suspected her game might improve as a result of some one-on-one attention and agreed with the suggestion that they get things moving quickly and have the first training session the next evening. Veronica stood when Rachel's parents came back in the room.
"Is everything sorted, then?" her father asked.
"We begin tomorrow night,"
Veronica informed him.
"Excellent," he went on with a smile. "Come on, I'll walk with you to the door."
"I'll see you tomorrow, then," Veronica said to Rachel, and then followed out the door to leave.
"Are you looking forward to improving your game, then?" Rachel's mother asked her.
"I guess so," Rachel replied.
"We'll find out if that's what's really going to happen when I begin the training tomorrow." When college finished the next day, Rachel made her way home straight away to get ready. She decided to have a shower first, and when she was finished, she put on her tennis gear. She stuck with a t-shirt and jogging bottoms, and when she was ready, went down to the tennis court. It was a luxury of having rich parents that they had one built at the house, and it meant she could train or play whenever she wanted. Veronica was already there when she arrived, and Rachel's eyes opened wide at the sight of the outfit the older woman was wearing. The top clung tightly to the curves of her breasts and hips, as the tennis skirt was so short it was revealing a hint of butt cheeks.
"Fuck,"
Rachel breathed out quietly as she wondered how she was going to concentrate on the tennis. Rachel had made the conscious decision to just have fun during her college days and not become too serious with anyone. It had led to her enjoying a few sexual trysts with boys and girls, and although her preference was really for boys, she couldn't deny that she enjoyed the times she hooked up with girls. As she walked towards Veronica, the coach-slash-player fantasies began playing out in her head. But she shrugged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?